Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Well, Fáil to Laistigh Drive Time. Even as the country opens up, a nationwide protest has been called for this Friday. The Irish Farmers Association has called for a nationwide rally to highlight the value of farming to the rural economy. And their president, I'm delighted to say, Tim Cullinan, is with me now. Tim, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
What's the story with this nationwide protest? Why?
Well, I think I'm delighted, obviously, to be on this evening and the country reopening. That's very important for everybody, particularly in rural Ireland and rural towns. And I suppose what we need to highlight here is there is CAP negotiations going on at the moment in Brussels, and those talks broke down almost 2 weeks ago. And there's a substantial amount of money actually close on 1.8 billion a year that comes into farmers and into the local rural economy. And those negotiations are at a very difficult stage at the moment. Mm-hmm. And what's happening here is the money is going to be further redistributed among farmers. And you know, if we look at it at the moment, Cormac...
Before we get into the detail first, so this protest that you're calling for next Friday is about CAP. Is it?
It's about CAP, and it's also about the climate action bill that's going through
at the moment. Okay. And tell me about the form of the protest next Friday, and I promise we'll get back to the detail in your argument. But what are you telling farmers to do next Friday then?
Actually, what we're asking our farmers to do is bring some tractors and farm machinery, and what we want to do is have a parade through local towns. And we're only doing this for 1 hour, because we do not want to disturb the business within the town. So we're asking our members to come into town, and we'll drive the machinery through the town, and also a number of our members will walk with the machinery as well.
How many towns, Tim?
Approximately 29. We have 29 county chairs up and down the country, and each county chair is going to pick a town in their region has a lot of agricultural business going on in that town.
Are we talking about the cities as well? Limerick, Cork, Galway, Dublin?
No, we're going to keep it to the rural towns, Cormac, because that's where this will have a serious impact. If these CAP negotiations go wrong, and the climate bill the negotiations there go wrong, this will have a massive impact on the rural economy going forward.
Okay, so you're going to clog up 29 towns for an hour next Friday up and down the country. So let's get back to, you say you're unhappy with how the CAP negotiations are going on. No, they're not finished by any means, are they, the negotiations? What are you worried about then?
Well, what we're worried about here is, obviously, if you look at it, for a long number of years since back in 1957, first when the CAP was negotiated originally, what this was about was protecting food security and protecting farmers to produce cheap, high-quality food for Irish and European consumers. And the dial has changed here. There has been a massive shift from paying farmers to produce good-quality food, but also taking on a lot of environmental measures, which farmers have been doing. Mm-hmm. Farmers have been excellent custodians of the countryside for many, many years. A lot of environmental measures now farmers have been asked to do with no extra cost. So what's happening here is farmers have been asked to do a far greater measures with no more funding being available for farmers to do those measures.
Are you worried about the redistribution of funds as well? Isn't it the entitlements that are coming into the country? And some people would say, I've heard the IFA say that the EU Parliament wants to spread the funds too thinly in the country. Now, do you know what that sounds like to me? And you can correct me if I'm wrong, Tim. It sounds like that the bigger farmers are upset that they're not getting a bigger slice of the cake.
No, I have to totally disagree with that, Cormac, because as I said already, only 30% of our farmers are viable at the moment. And if we keep redistributing this money, what will happen is more farmers will become unviable. And if you look at it...
But the 70% of farms that are unviable, Tim, they'd be delighted with some of this redistribution.
Yeah, but we want to end up, Cormac, where we're going to have more farmers unviable. And if you look at it in our farm structure here in Ireland, you know, what happens here is you have the farmer and then the next generation comes along. And you know, it's important that we look at the next generation as well and ensure there's an income there for them. But so they have to come along and set up a business as well.
I do understand that, but I'll move on to climate now in just a second. But if you keep redistributing the funds to the 30% of big, huge, large farms in the country, sure, all that's going to happen is that they'll gobble up the rest of the 70% and you'll be left with bigger farms. Isn't that right?
It's not as straightforward as that, because what we have here is convergence, and already where convergence is at, we have redistributed up to 75% already. That's what's on the table at the moment.
But it's only the about EU Parliament,
they want to go to 100%, you know what I mean? So this will be very, very difficult. Right. And we have three elements of redistributing here now as well. We have convergence, we have eco-schemes, and now we have CRIS, or front-loading, which is a third element that was introduced into these negotiations at the last round of talks.
So you're unhappy with the way that money that from Europe is being distributed in the country. Tell me then, what's your beef with the Climate Action Bill?
Yeah, we're very concerned, actually, because we have put amendments forward to our government. We have met Minister Ryan on this, and we've put our case to the minister. And what we're looking at here is, if you take it and look at the countryside as it is at the moment, and you know, city people have been up and down the country for the last year, you know, since COVID, and enjoying the countryside. And farmers have been taking carbon out of the atmosphere for many, many years. And what I mean by that is sequestering this carbon into the hedgerows, into the trees and into the grasslands. And what we're concerned here about the budgets is we want to get an allowance. We want to get a net allowance of what we're admitting into the atmosphere, but also of what we're taking out of the atmosphere.
But hang on a second now. The EPA reckons in agriculture in Ireland that emissions have gone up in the last 5 years by nearly 9%.
But what I'm talking about here is what we have been doing for generations, and we're not getting an allowance for what we have been doing, Cormac, and that's very, very important.
But they say emissions are going up in agriculture.
Yeah, what the EPA are talking about here is biogenic methane, and
not just
in
that.
The program. But in the program for government, it has been very, very clear from that the government acknowledges that the way that biogenic methane has been accounted for is not correct. Okay. It is a short life cycle and it goes around in the atmosphere and it is recycled.
Okay.
And there was an agreement there that will be re-looked at.
So you want that looked at again. And tell me this before I was at the clock is unfortunately against us, but you were saying the protest is next Friday and if you don't get satisfaction, you'll bring it to the cities, will you?
Look, hopefully what we want to do is send a very strong message to our government and to the EU Commission next Friday that the way this is going, the way the negotiations are going on both fronts, both on the CAP negotiations and the Climate Action Bill, we are not satisfied with this. And obviously, we'll reassess after Friday and see where we are at that stage.
The bow, so to speak. Look, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us on Drive Time this evening. President of the IFA, Tim Cullinan, Mwichus Lath. It is 5:33.